Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for today, the fifth day of the month of July, year 2022. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. We appreciate the protection of God upon our lives and family. I want you to thank the Lord for protecting you, for the gift of life, for how the Lord has been there fighting your battle. Appreciate the Lord and worship Him. Appreciate the Lord and lift Him up. Appreciate the Lord and bless His name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for your loving kindness over us, over our family. Thank you so much for what you have done. Thank you for daily protection. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. High Voltage Prayer Program. A prayer program with high voltage. A prayer program with military aggression. So, it is a prayer program with violence so that we can get quick our result. We thank the Lord for all that the Lord has done. We bless the name of the Lord for all the testimony we are receiving on a daily basis. We thank the Lord for what the Lord will continue to do. If you are joining us for the first time, oh, you are welcome. I just want you to prepare yourself to pray hard. And as you pray, you will notice that instant testimony will be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I appreciate the Lord with any song you love and bless His name. Glorify Him. Thank you, Jesus. You are the owner of our soul. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generations, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Oh, you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Oh, you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord, mighty God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. I want you to open your mouth and pray aggressively. Each of the prayers we are going to pray now, they are coded and they are going to bring great testimony into our life. Each of the prayer we are going to pray, beloved, each of them is strong in power. Each of them is coded with power. Each of them is strong to perform mighty wonder. Each of them will go straight and move mountains. So get ready as we pray now. You open your mouth and pray this prayer loud and clear. Wherever you are, I want you to pray now. Say, every foundation of wickedness fashioned against me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every foundation of every stronghold of wickedness fashioned against me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of wickedness fashioned against me, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. The prayer is, every stronghold of wickedness fashioned against me, scatter by fire. Let's go again. Every stronghold of wickedness fashioned against me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of wickedness fashioned against me, scatter by fire in Jesus' name we pray. You can see now that prayer is working. Now this is number two. Listen to it. Number two says, every evil bird delegated against me, fall down to the ground and die. Are you ready now? Especially if you have noticed that in the night, evil bird fly and cry against your destiny. Every evil bird delegated against me, fall down to the ground and die. You may notice after this prayer that by the time you look outside, you will see the evil bird stone dead. Every evil bird delegated against me, fall down to the ground and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird delegated against me, fall down to the ground and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil blood delegated against me, fall down to the ground and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil blood delegated against me, fall down to the ground and die in Jesus' name we pray. This is number three. Say, you drinkers of blood, you drinkers of blood, my family and I are not your candidate. Die. Are you ready now? You drinkers of blood, my family and I are not your candidate. Die in the name of Jesus. You drinkers of blood, my family and I are not your candidate. Die in the name of Jesus. You drinkers of blood, my family and I are not your candidate. Die in the name of Jesus. You drinkers of blood, my family and I are not your candidate. Die in the name of Jesus. You drinkers of blood, my family and I are not your candidate. Die in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now pray this next one with aggression. Say, every ritual and sacrifice working against me and my family be neutralized by fire. Are you ready now? Let's go. Every ritual and sacrifice working against me and my family be neutralized by fire in the name of Jesus. Every ritual and sacrifice working against me and my family be neutralized by fire in the name of Jesus. Every ritual and sacrifice working against me and my family be neutralized by fire in the name of Jesus. Every ritual and sacrifice working against me and my family be neutralized by fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. The next one, I want you to pray very well. Say, I destroy every satanic establishment against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I destroy every satanic establishment against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I destroy every satanic establishment against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I destroy every satanic establishment against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I destroy every satanic establishment against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I destroy every satanic establishment against my life and my family in Jesus' name we pray. This is the next one. Say, I break every satanic operation against my life and my family. I break every satanic operation against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I break every satanic operation against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I break every satanic operation against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I break every satanic operation against my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I break every satanic operation against my life and my family in Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful. Look at it now. The hand of God is working. Somebody is receiving deliverance from evil yoke. Somebody is receiving deliverance from the spirit of disappointment. You spirit of fear in the life of that sister, I bind you and I cast you back to the sender. I cast you to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Get a bottle of oil if you have it, or a bottle of water. Lord, we thank you for this faith material. We pray that you will turn this material to supernatural material. Let the power of God enter into the water and the oil. Let the anointing that break the yoke of darkness enter into the water and the oil. Let the blood of Jesus fill this water and this oil. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. Drink a little. Then say this prayer very well. Say, night arrow. Night arrow. Hiding in my body. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Evil night arrow. Hiding in my body. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil night arrow hiding in my body. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil night arrow hiding in my body. Go back in Jesus' name. Take a little and rub it on your chest. Say, hidden and open infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Hidden and open infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Hidden and open infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Hidden and open infirmity. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you have any ailment in any part of your body, rub the oil there. If you don't have the oil, you have water, just pour small on your palm and rub it there. Then you pray this prayer very well. Are you ready now? Say, healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, flow into my leg, flow into my hand, flow into my body. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, flow into my leg, flow into my hand, flow into my body, flow into my head, in the name of Jesus. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, flow into my head, flow into my hand, flow into my body, flow into my legs, in the name of Jesus. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, flow into my head, flow into my waist, flow into my chest, flow into my legs, flow into my hand, in Jesus' name. Pray. Take about 5 minutes to pray that prayer. You will see what the Lord will do. Every sickness that is hiding in your body, I command them one by one to pack their load and leave and never return. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you have a certificate there you want us to pray on? Or you have a particular request, you can bring it out. Lord in heaven, we decree that all these certificates will be anointed by your power. The embargo on the certificate shall be broken. Bewitching power on that certificate shall be destroyed. Any power that has cast spell on that certificate shall be destroyed. I command the evil load on that certificate to disappear. Darkness on the certificate cleared off. Clear away now. In Jesus' name we pray. May your prayer request be answered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now listen to me very well as I start a series that I want you to listen to very well. You might need to take your time to listen to this. I take it in series. Holy violence against foundational dreams. Holy violence against foundational dreams. Holy violence against foundational dreams. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12 says something very peculiar. It says, as from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent men take it by force. Amplified Bible says something very interesting. It says, as from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force. As a precious prize, a share in heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exaction. Very deep meaning. As from the days of John the Baptist until now, until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault. That is deep. And violent men seize it by force. They seize it by ardent zeal and intense exaction. Beloved, until you understand that prayers must be prayed with violence, until you understand that prayers must be military in nature, until you understand that you can't pray gently and address infirmity, until you understand that your prayer must carry a militant aggression, until you understand that your prayer must be violent when you are confronting strange issues, your prayer must be violent. If it's just simple thing, but if it's strange issues, issues where you see sacrifice placed at the entrance of your shop, issues where you see evil arrow fire into your body, issues where you see generational sickness pass into your body, the sickness your great-grandfather has, your grandfather, your father, your great-grandmother, and it's already in your body. Such kind of issue or cases must be addressed with violence, because it is telling you that there's a demonic power that is transferring that sickness. So issues that are being charged by the kingdom of darkness must be addressed with violence. Prayers must be your culture. Prayers must be your second nature. You must be able to pray until you get what you are looking for. Understand it very well. There is a lot of power in prayer. prayers is so strong that it can demobilize and scatter the kingdom of darkness. It can destroy the stronghold of the wicked. Through aggressive prayer, you can receive instant healing. So prayers must be aggressive. That is what I'm trying to tell you. So listen, beloved, there are violent prayers that are needed against foundational dreams. You must develop holy violence. Holy violence is becoming aggressive in prayers. You must develop holy violence against foundational dreams. Dreams are spiritual monitors. They could be revelation of the past or the future. They are spiritual code and symbols revealing something about you. They are dark sayings showing something about your life. They are like a window to the spiritual world. So when we are talking about foundational dreams, we are talking about dream pattern on foundational bondage, dream pattern of foundational battle, dream pattern of foundational captivity. We are talking about dreams that are revealing what is inside your foundation. So you don't joke against such kind of dreams. We are talking about dreams that are revealing the battle coming into your life from the foundation. This kind of dreams make you to diagnose that your battle is from the foundation. This kind of dreams make you to have the extra film in your hand that your battle is from your root, that your battle is from your source, that your battle is from your genesis, that your battle is from your father's house or your mother's house, that your battle is from the spiritual history of the place where you were born, that your battle is from the spiritual history of the situation that you pass through when you are in the womb. So all these are telling you that kind of things that you don't even know about yourself. But as you begin to take note of these dreams, you will know what to pray about. When somebody is sick and is very tough and is severe, you know, or he has some disease, the first thing the doctor would do is to tell the fellow to go and do tests, you know, so that they can diagnose what is really going on. So foundational dreams, they are diagnostic dreams revealing to you what is going on against your life. I will give you 30 of them so that you can understand the import of this thing very well and you know how to pray. Number one, if you are dreaming of seeing yourself back in the village and it's becoming regular, it's a foundational dream. It's showing you that something is wrong in your foundation that must be addressed very well. If you dream and you see constantly that a madman is pursuing you or trying to rape you, it's also a revelation of a foundational dream. A revelation that there is something in your foundation. There is something in your root. There is something in your ancestral lineage. There is something in your spiritual gene. There is something in your spiritual DNA that is showing this thing to you, meaning that it must be addressed with violence in prayers. If you don't address it, it will just cut the life of the person short. It can make life miserable. It can affect somebody. A young man was met with a prophet. A prophet met a young man. That prophet was preaching and he saw a young man. And as he saw that young man, the Lord opened his eyes. That young man was about to enter into his car. So the Lord opened his eyes and he saw 7 people following the young man and they carry coffin on their head. So this man of God stopped the sermon and ran to the young man and told him, you need to pray aggressively. You need to go for deliverance. You need to go for prayers. The young man replied that he doesn't need to go for deliverance and anything because he is born again. He used to speak in tongues and many other things like that. But this man of God saw 7 people, all the 7 carrying coffin. Beloved, He didn't believe that until 2 days after the man was gone. And that is just a sign. There is a battle in that foundation that he has not seen. And that battle wasted him. His younger brother, years after, suddenly, you know, had a revelation. He had a revelation after the death of his brother. You know, he decided to yield to what the man of God said. He didn't stop because he saw that his brother is dead. So he decided to go out for prayers. So he ran for deliverance. As he was praying on deliverance ground, the Lord opened his eyes to see a revelation. To see a particular foundational revelation that revealed to him also seven men carrying a coffin and they are moving towards him. Immediately he saw this vision, he addressed them and said, "Who are you?" And the seven replied that, "We are your great grandfather's slaves that served him. When he died, we were buried with him. This is why we have come to kill you as a recompense for what he did to us." Beloved, at that level, to deal with them, you need violence. You can't pray like a gentle person to deal with that kind of case. You cannot just pray any kind of prayers. The young man went into violent prayers, serious prayers, that took him hours praying before he could be free. I want to give you some of the prayers the young man prayed. Get ready now. Thank you, Father. Are you ready? These are prayers that must be directed against foundational dreams. Pray this prayer loud and clear. I want you to pray it very well. Say, "Thou coughing power in my foundation. Thou coughing power in my foundation. Hear the word of the Lord. Die." I hope you have gotten it. Let's go now. "Thou coughing power in my foundation. Hear the word of the Lord. Die in the name of Jesus. Thou coughing power in my foundation. Hear the word of the Lord. Die in the name of Jesus. Thou coughing power in my foundation. Hear the word of the Lord. Die in the name of Jesus. Thou coughing power in my foundation. Hear the word of the Lord. Die in Jesus' name." Pray. This is number two. Put aggressor. This is high voltage prayer program. Pray very well. This does not matter. It does not matter whether you are a pastor. Forget about that one. You may be a bishop. You may be an elder. You may be a priest. You may be anything. This, when we are talking about foundational battle, he had no respect for what you are talking about. You just have to pray yourself and pray yourself out of it. This is number two. Say, "Every angry power that pursued my parent, my life is not your candidate." In the name of Jesus, every angry power that pursued my parent, my life is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, every angry power that pursued my parent, my life is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, every angry power that pursued my parent, my life is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, every angry power that pursue my parents, my life is not your candidate. In Jesus' name, we pray. This prayer I've given to you now, you take time to pray on this prayer. Spend 5-10 minutes on each of the prayer so that things can work very fast. You pray the next one like this. Thank you, Father. Say, "Every arrow of infirmity of my father's house." In the name of Jesus, every arrow of infirmity of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of infirmity of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of infirmity of my father's house. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, "Every arrow of delay in the root of my life." In the name of Jesus, every arrow of delay in the root of my life. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of delay in the root of my life. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of delay in the root of my life. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of delay in the root of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every root worker of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, every root worker of my Father's house, in the name of Jesus. Every root worker of my Father's house, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. You now shout with aggression. Say, evil power in my foundation, assigned to waste my life, in the name of Jesus. Evil power in my foundation, assigned to waste my family, in the name of Jesus. Evil power in my foundation, assigned to waste my children, in the name of Jesus. Evil power in my foundation, assigned to waste my life, in the name of Jesus. Evil power in my foundation, assigned to waste my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. I advise you to take your time and pray this prayer very well. May God bless you as you pray. You will see a lot that you have not seen before. As you pray this kind of prayer, God open your eyes to see some deep, deep secret thing about what you have been passing through. Are you here now? You are of age 50, 40. You have not been able to get married. And people are not coming. Nobody proposed to you. Are you here now? You have a certificate. And for 20, 25 years, you will not be able to work with it at all. Are you here now? You are having some aggressive sexual molestation in dream every night or every other night. Are you here now? Aggressively, you are being force-fed in a dream. Are you here now? You see yourself in some strange places in the dream. It is time for you to aggressively pray and make sure that you don't allow the enemy to go on free of charge in your life. I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. The bondage in our root shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. You may need to take your time to listen to this broadcast again. You may need to take your time to also, have a time to pray the prayer. It will help you a lot. I pray God will help you in the name of Jesus Christ. God will help me in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Now, Father, I thank you for what you have done. I pray that these people shall be blessed. Wherever you are hearing me from, the Lord shall touch you there and minister healing and deliverance into your life and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. You arrow of sudden death, I rebuke you to go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Any area of your body that is affected or is diseased, I command that area to receive healing. Your leg be strengthened. Let the power of God enter into your leg. Let the fire of God enter into your leg. Let the fire of God enter into your bone. Let the fire of God enter into your blood. Let the fire of God enter into every part of your body. And whatever is not of God, there shall be burned to ashes. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for that sister. The Lord will bless you with the fruit of the womb. I can see you crying bitterly every month when you have your menstrual period. But let me tell you right now, this very month of July, end the affliction in your life. You are going to be blessed and God will give you children. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for that woman. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord will send helper to you to raise your business up, and testimony will come into your life. That property that you want to sell, Holy Ghost, lay hands on the property. Remove the embargo on that property. Remove the evil hand of the enemy of that property, and let the blood of Jesus cover that property. Let people come and pay for that property in the name of Jesus Christ. Buyers will come, and you even have to select among buyers. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. We appreciate you. I can see the Lord removing cancer from the body of that sister. That sister, you are free. Thank you, Father. Somebody made a vow that is going to do something for the Lord. You know what you made, and the Lord has done that healing in your body. The Lord has healed you. Make sure you pay that vow wherever you have made a vow to, and the Lord will bless you so much in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to move with power and with aggression in the Lord. It is well in Jesus' name. Beloved, you want to share testimony with us? You can do that. Send it to our WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. iFellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Stack Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Stack Town. And our international headquarters, where we all receive our training, is at number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Unike Sabuyaba. It is just behind the second gate of University of Lagos and 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you as you participate in enjoying this prayer program And also, you need counseling, you need prayers, feel free and let us know. And the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name.